This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Davis comes to the plate. Strike three called. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas City Royals.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest, and we'll give you a chance to win $100 to 37 stake inside Harrah's Casino.
How much?
$100.
Wow.
Right now, we have an office debate going on. We'll talk about the results later. I've been a big fan of polls lately. They've been really entertaining to me. Our poll is, who would you rather have on your team, peak Jamaal Charles or Tyreek Hill? Jamaal Charles is winning 52 to 48% right now. We don't got to give our answers yet. We'll talk about it later. But that's the poll right now going on Twitter. So go on our Twitter page, twitter.com/610sportsKC. Go on there and vote. Who would you rather have on your team, peak Jamaal Charles or Tyreek Hill? We'll give our answers. Pandemonium is happening in the NBA. I'm sure we'll get to it in give me a minute. But earlier today, I've been a big fan of polls lately. I've been a big fan of polls.
Like dancing on it?
I've been a big fan of polls lately.
Like making it rain or what?
So earlier today, I had breakfast with a writer from the New York Times. He is writing a story on Patrick Mahomes. But the story is not about Mahomes. It is about Patrick Mahomes' effect on Kansas City and you, the fan. I believe it's going to be up on Saturday. That's my understanding with the story. Talked to the guy for about an hour. And over the course of the conversation, something dawned on me. How much has the success of the Royals affected the enthusiasm and excitement for Patrick Mahomes? Because if we really think about it, it's like the 2014-2015 Royals essentially handed the baton off to Patrick Mahomes. At the end of the window for the Kansas City Royals, when it was clear that they were not the championship team they were anymore, when the Royals were going to die as we know it, when the Beatles were going to break up, whenever NSYNC was about to go solo and Justin Timberlake was going to go do his own thing, they then drafted Patrick Mahomes. 2016, we still had the belief that they could be good. 2017 was the, hey, the band's all here. It's 80% of the championship team. They didn't sell off parts at the deadline. They're going to try to go for it and win a championship one more time. Let's try to win one for the Gipper. We all know how that story didn't end. And then at the end of that, they didn't draft Patrick Mahomes, and there is the year of anticipation and excitement about Mahomes that obviously has culminated into 2018. I mean, the cloud of 2014 and 2015 is still over Kansas City. It still affects the Royals that people didn't really care that much that this year they lost 104 games. People are still largely optimistic. People still bring up 2014 and 2015. Sure. We talked about it yesterday. It's a reason why people are okay with the Alex Gordon contract. The fact that the Royals won the World Series has changed the landscape and the opinions of everybody in Kansas City. I think it has helped in the excitement for Mahomes. I told him my answer was, I think it's three things. I think it's still the cloud and hangover of 2014 and 2015 that the city remembers how it feels to be a winner and the excitement over, which has made them generally more optimistic. I would say number two, it's the first time you have ownership over a quarterback. Joe Montana was somebody else's quarterback. Trent Green came from somebody else. Alex Smith came from somewhere else. This is the first time in 30 years that you've had ownership over a quarterback and the pride that comes with that, where you've seen every other place have their own quarterback, but you had never had that feeling. I think that's part of what fuels the Mahomes, and he's good. Like, I mean, that maybe the most important thing of it. So I really think that the overall success of the Royals in 2015 is part of what helps the buzz for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Kansas City graduated into the championship club. And that's what happened at 15. I think we would still have this feeling even if they didn't win the World Series in 2015. But what the Royals did and what they did for this city hasn't been done in modern-day baseball. A market this size, to be able to go out and do that, absolutely, it makes it feel like anything is possible in our town. It really does, because if the Royals in market, 33, the second smallest market in Major League Baseball, can go out there and beat the big boys, figure out a new way to play baseball and win a championship, why in the hell can't the Chiefs do it when everything's more fair in the NFL? And I agree with you, man. Like we're, you know, remember, you're a made man. I mean, that's what we are now. Like, if this is sports mafia, we're made men in Kansas City because we got a championship 2 years ago. And when that happens, man, all the pressure's off. I'll go back to that story when I was picking up a pizza at a takeout place, what, a year and a half ago. And the Royals were struggling early on in 2016, and I asked the guy that was checking me out. He goes, what do you think of the Royals? I'm like, yeah, they're struggling. And I'm like, what do you think? And he goes, well, I'm good with them for the next 10 years because they won a World Series. Like the monkey's off our back here in Kansas City. And now if the Royals can do it, why can't the Chiefs do it? And I think that's what we feel, you know? And you know, there's always this inferiority complex that I hear people talk about in Kansas City. We're flyover country. We're the Midwest. We're this. We're that. We're not New York. We're not L.A. We're not Chicago. We're not – man, stop it, all right? And I'm glad we finally won a championship so the people that hate – that have that inferiority complex in our city, which I think is ridiculous, by the way. We have a great city. Can finally get past that. And I do believe that. I think you have a feeling right now in Kansas City because of what the Royals did, and it's leaked across the parking lot to Arrowhead, that anything is possible. And now with Mahomes, it even feels that way more so.
I think you bring up a good point when it comes to, I think the Royals showed you that hope, and I think that people generally about their sports teams are more hopeful because of the Royals.
Sure.
Like, if the Royals can overcome some of the things that they overcame, then, like, your other teams can do the same thing. I thought that the Royals gave you hope. I thought they taught you that anything is possible. And I think that Kansas City is, like, generally more optimistic than they were before and less pessimistic than they were before. That I legitimately think of, why is the Mahomes thing so big in Kansas City? Mm-hmm. And the guy asked me, he said, do you think it'd be the same for Jared Goff? Do you think it'd be the same for Carson Wentz? That Mahomes has tremendous talent, but he just does things that Carson Wentz can't do and things that Jared Goff can't do. I personally think it would be the same because you would have ownership over those quarterbacks. That if Carson Wentz had put the season together he did last year for the Kansas City Chiefs, he'd be the most popular thing in Kansas City since George Brett. If Jared Goff was playing the way that he is, I would say co-favorite for MVP right now alongside with Mahomes. And right now, if you were betting on MVP in the NFL, you would take Mahomes and Goff, and then you could have the field. And I feel like one of those two guys are probably going to win MVP this year. That it would always come down to the sense of ownership. So maybe that's the biggest thing of all of it. Of, this isn't Alex Smith having a really good start to the season. This is the guy that you drafted, and the belief and the hope that you're going to have him for the next 15 years is probably what fuels it. But it is, I don't think you are having the conversation properly if you're not at least acknowledging the effect the Royals have from being really good on the city and how that shaped and how that has shifted the sports landscape in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I think we all remember the first time we fell in love as kids, right? Like the first time you feel that thing. You know, and you're like, man, this is different. This is amazing. A little more pep in your step. I mean, the first time you feel it. And for fans of Kansas City, for a lot of those people, it happened with the Royals. It's the first time that they like, I mean, so it's the newness of it. I mean, over the course of your life, you're going to fall in love, you know, multiple times, hopefully. And it's the same, but it's never the same as the first time. And the first time for the Royals flipped this city upside down. And so many fans in this town that had given up or hadn't paid attention to the Royals fell in love with baseball and fell in love with this team and the guys on that team. And guess what's happening across the parking lot right now? There's another new. There's more newness over there. And it's even better because it feels like it's the very beginning because of Mahomes. And the other part of that newness, and another layer of the newness, is the fact that Mahomes is ours. He's not some. It's not a foster quarterback. We're not foster parents for another team's quarterback where he's coming here. You know, we're going to hear from Rich Gannon later in the show, and as much as I love Rich, he was a foster quarterback in Kansas City. Alex Smith was. Name the last 15 quarterbacks in Kansas City. They've all been raised by somebody else. We got our guy. We got our puppy right now, and it's new. And that's why I think in Kansas City, the Royals have leaked over that because it's a similar feeling. It's a new feeling with a different team in our town.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.